Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
It is Dukes and Bell, guys, and we've been talking a lot about the NCAA tournament. Final Four this weekend, as you heard Mike Conti, all of the action right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we wanted to bring back friend of the show, Josh Pastner, who is the head basketball coach over at Georgia Tech. He's not in studio today. It was a cluster last time he got here and tried to park. So we said, Coach, just call us today. We'll be good. So he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Before we get into some conversation about the tournament, Josh, I got to ask you, Cal gets a lifetime contract? Now, you used to coach under him. You guys were at Memphis, there together. Have you talked to him? This is crazy because now you got all these other guys around the country going, I want a lifetime deal.
Well, look, I did talk to him, and first of all, thanks for having me. And the last time I came in studio, yeah, the parking was crazy, but I found a way, and because I appreciate you guys so much, as before we were flying out, I stopped over to get an opportunity to speak a little about Georgia Tech. But, I talked to Calipari the other day. UCLA did come after him. They did make an offer for him. But, look, Kentucky wants him to not go anywhere. And you look at where what he's done with Kentucky's program over the last 10 years. And I know people might say, well, he's only won one national championship. That's still a lot. But, look, the bottom line is the guy has been to Elite Eights, Final Fours. He's put, like, 25 guys drafted in the first round. They are one of the highest season tickets, if not the highest in the entire country. The guy's remarkable. He's a Hall of Famer. And to be the coach at Kentucky, you almost have to be like the governor of the state, where you've got to be wearing so many different hats. And I don't think there's anyone better at that job than John Calipari. And he deserved a lifetime contract. And anyone that's upset about it, look, his success speaks for itself. It's the bottom line. I mean, as much as he's won, he deserves that lifetime contract.
It is Josh Pastner from Georgia Tech here giving us a little breakdown of the Final Four. Let's jump right in. You did tell us when you were in studio that Virginia has the talent. We said, what about the offensive lapses? And I always butcher this guy's name, Josh, but Mamadou Diakite? But anyway, the young man has come off the bench and is really providing a spark for them offensively.
Well, I just say number 25. That's easier for me.
That's easier.
It's just much easier than by the numbers, number 25. But, yeah, no, I've said it, and I'll say it again. I think Virginia is the best team in the country from start to finish. I think Texas Tech is playing as well as anybody in the country. Michigan State's been a little up and down, but obviously they've had a great tournament run. Auburn's been hot, right now. But from start to finish, Virginia's been the best team. If you look at their KenPom numbers, offensively and defensively, they're top three in the country. They are just an excellent, excellent basketball team. They have great shooters. They have pros on their team. Their system is really, really good. I do believe it's going to be them versus Texas Tech on Monday night. However, they do play Auburn on Saturday. And to beat Virginia, there's two things that must happen. You have to make three-point shots, and you have to have great guard play. And Auburn is one of the best three-point shooting teams in the country. They've taken more threes than anybody else. And, yes, they've lost the Chuma kid due to an injury, but they have two great guards in Harper and Brown. Now, if those guards don't play well or they're shooting not at a high clip, then you can forget it, and Virginia's just going to run away with it. But that's the recipe to beat Virginia, because Virginia's not going to beat themselves. You have to beat them. They're not going to turn it over. They're not going to give you transition baskets. You have to be good enough to beat them. And you know, that's what you're going to have to make threes and have great guard play. And if Auburn can do that, they'll have a chance.
Josh, what about tempo? I keep hearing everybody talk about this, and I want you to expound on it. You know, pace. Auburn, they shouldn't have been able to run with North Carolina, and yet they did and beat them. And then, you know, I hear that this is a contrast where Virginia's going to say, you're not going to run on us. You're not going to have the pace and the tempo you want in this game. So how does Auburn counter that, or can they?
Well, what I would tell you, you know, look, we played Auburn in a private scrimmage earlier in the year in October, and I told Coach Pearl after we played him, I said, your team's good enough to go to the Final Four and win the national championship. They were very, very good. Obviously, they had a little bit of a letdown during conference play. They picked it up late and then into the conference tournament. But they are a very good basketball team. They're better than a five seed. They're just better than that. They didn't play as well earlier in the year in the beginning part of conference. But what Virginia does is they send three guys back. So three guys are not going to the offensive glass. They are getting back. They do a great job of stopping the transition of offense. So Auburn's going to want to run, but they will do a great job, Virginia, of getting back, slowing the tempo down, and making you have to play against their half-court defense. Virginia's motto or philosophy is they want to just outlast you. They want to wear you out. That's why if you look on offense, they constantly move, and they have two guys like number 25 and Jack Saul constantly screening, and they just screen and screen and screen. And so you're having to work for 25 seconds on the shot clock, going through the screens, getting hit, body-to-body contact, and then having to play the other end. And so they just try to really outlast you. Now, I will say Kyle Guy versus Purdue had a really big twice, had Virginia, one of them was Kyle Guy, one was Braxton Key, had really big offensive rebounds to help them beat Purdue in regulation. And part of that was, I don't think that wasn't something that Virginia does. It just happened to be there at the right place at the right time, and they probably didn't do something against their rules, and they actually got a couple buckets off it. But they send three guys back. If you watch them play, their two bigs will go to the glass, and they always try to tip things out by half court because that's where those other three guards are at.
It is Georgia Tech's head coach, Josh Pastner, with us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, breaking down the Final Four. Give us some great intel, by the way. And, Josh, I know we had you in studio. We were talking about you recruiting some guys and hopefully getting them to stick around. Obviously, you're going to try to go for the marquee guys, but have a core. And is that a way to describe Texas Tech? Through hook or crook, they got three seniors. Some guys transferred and bounced around, but Chris Beard's kind of cobbled them together and playing great defense.
Well, if you look at the Final Four teams, only 7% is done by freshmen. All four teams are older. I mean, Texas Tech has grad transfers. They're older. Virginia has 22-year-olds, 23-year-olds. Michigan State has 22-year-olds, 23. Auburn, their starting guards are 22 years old. They have guys who are 22, 23. It's just they are older. And I keep saying it's about getting old and staying old. That doesn't mean that Duke or Carolina or some of these outstanding freshmen aren't really good, but it just shows you in a one-game scenario, anything can happen. Because of the rules of help side defense, because it's a one-game situation, because it's a neutral court, if you have an off night or if you're not shooting the ball really well, then you're going to get beat. I mean, in the college game, everything's about three-point shooting. See, in the NBA, because of the defensive 3 seconds, because in the playoffs you have a seven-game series, it's just different. Where in college, in the NBA, every guy on the floor is a stud. One of the world's greatest at what he does. In college, you might play against somebody one time, or you're playing against an opponent and the only person on their team that's a good three-point shooter or is a really good player, and you have four other guys who are non-shooters. Well, you can game plan and sit in the paint and clog things up. You're not able to do that in the NBA. So that's why in college you see teams able to beat other teams, or you think this team is more talented. But that's the difference in college, and that's what makes it exciting. And that's where people have said we keep changing the rules in college, like three-point lines and shot clocks. Are we making it too much like the NBA to try to create more scoring? for more fan interest, but the fans love it as it is right now. And the more rules you get similar to the NBA, you take out the less of an opportunity of some teams to be able to, to be able to beat the more talented teams.
Josh Pastner joining us here on Dukes and Bell, head basketball coach at Georgia Tech. Josh, I want to ask you about coaching hard and how much of this plays in college basketball. You know, early in the tournament, we saw Tom Izzo get some heat for going after one of his players and getting in the face of one of his players. And, you know, America reacts, right? And everybody's like, oh, it's too much. It's too hard. He's going after these kids. Can you still coach hard?
You can definitely coach hard. I don't think there's any doubt about it, but you have to be smart about it. I mean, in this day and age, I mean, you've got to be careful. I mean, you know, anytime you use a curse word or something like that, there's always a danger that could come with that. I think an important rule is you can be demanding, but you can never be demeaning. It's okay to demand and demand excellence and making sure that who you're coaching, the people want to get better. They're going to want to improve. They want to be pushed, but you can never demean. You can't take personal attacks. And you've always got to be careful with foul language because that could be construed the wrong way. So you always got to be careful on that. But, you know, it's a different time and place now. It is 2019, especially with social media. But, look, guys, kids, young people still want to be coached. They want to be pushed. They want it to be demanded at the highest levels. And that's what coaches are supposed to do.
Josh, we appreciate the time, man, with everything. Great preview. So you like Texas Tech to play Virginia?
I like Texas Tech to play Virginia on Monday night, and I think Virginia will be cutting the nets down on Monday, and I just think they've been the best team from start to finish all year long.
All right, it's redemption song for Virginia, man. All right, Josh, have a good week, brother. Appreciate the time.
Okay, thanks, gentlemen. Appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.